And we're back for Sioux High girls basketball. The Alpena Wildcats in town to take on the Sioux High Blue Devils. Alpena lost to Sioux High back before the Christmas break, and they look for the split here tonight against the Blue Devils as they announce the starting lineups for tonight's game. As Alpena comes in their forest green uniforms with the white trim and the black trim. They'll move from right to left as seen on your radio dial for tonight's game. Laura Dubay is the head coach for Alpena Varsity Basketball here for the Wildcats here tonight as they take on the Sioux High Blue Devils, who handled the Wildcats with relative ease down just before Christmas in Alpena. This is the second and final meeting between the two, Alpena hailing from the Big North Conference. Starting lineups for tonight's game for the Sioux High Blue Devils tonight, Laura Innerebner will start at a forward position for Sioux High. Also starting number 24, Claire Erickson for the Blue Devils, as she has really come on of late for Sioux High. And also number 23 for the Blue Devils starting is Hannah Maurer. Maurer's really played well, her and Innerebner. So Erickson, Maurer, and Innerebner are the front court. In the back court will be number 2, Kenzie Bell, along with number 12, Taylor Pratt, a sure-handed point guard, as she doesn't make many mistakes. And she could score from outside as well, but her defensive prowess and the fact she don't make mistakes is really why she's in that starting lineup. And Sioux High will move from left to right as seen on your radio dial for the start of this game in their home white uniforms with the blue trim and the blue numerals here tonight. Innerebner will tip off against number 4, Allison Erlob, out there for Alpena, or rather not Erlob, that is Erlob is out there right to the left of us, as the Wildcats also have Erlob out there with Jenna Leek and Avery Dubay, and Elena Trelfell is in the starting lineup for Alpena here tonight. And we're underway, and here comes Sioux High right off the tip. Nice play, bounce pass underneath Kenzie Bell, up and in, 2-0 Sioux High.
A great start for Sioux High, win the tip and cut to the Bell, break him to the basket.
There's Erickson reaching around and batting the ball away, but Alpena gets it back underneath the Sioux High basket, and the Wildcats will bring it back the other way. 2-0 Sioux High with the lead, and Alpena with the ball, number 21 for the Wildcats, Avery Dubay. Dubay gets it right wing side, now dribble drive on the baseline, low runner, no good for the Wildcats. Loose ball taken there by Erickson. She can't pick it up off the floor. Quickly from her hip, she'll toss it over to Taylor Pratt. Across the half court they go. 2-0 Sioux High with just underway. Played about 40 seconds. Kenzie Bell with the ball. Right wing side on the perimeter, Erickson. Erickson tosses it back out to Kenzie. Kenzie will direct traffic from there. Long pass on the sideline. They'll lob it down to Pratt. Over it goes. Over Innerebner. Back to Sioux High. Last touch by the Wildcats. 7:04 to go, opening quarter. 2-0 Blue Devils.
This is a good time to see if you got some new inbounds play for Sioux High.
Underneath, that is played by Innerebner, up and in. That looked pretty good.
Nice shot high off the glass. Good cut by Innerebner.
Now the Wildcats will walk the ball up the floor. Played by Reese Wisniewski. Wisniewski at the point guard position, guarded by Bell. Left wing side, they'll work it around to Allison Erlob. Erlob, free throw line extended. They'll get it back to Wisniewski. Now this is Dubey, little runner up and in. Shooting that from her side, up and in. A good shot.
A very good touch with that shot. Nice little move she put on.
And the Wildcats are on the board, 4-2. Sioux High with the lead. Now the Blue Devils, Kenzie Bell on the sideline up top. She's defended tightly. She didn't know what to do with the ball. It's stripped away by Erlob. And here come the Wildcats. Back the other way, down by 2 early on. Alpena walks the ball to the floor. Defended by Taylor Pratt is Avery Dubay. Dubay gets the ball back. Out it goes. And they'll rotate up top, midcourt. Elena Trelfell with the ball. Trelfell will get it up high. Now Trelfell will get it right wing side. There's a travel by Dubé. Didn't know where to go with the ball. Good defense by the Blue Devils. Sioux High gets it back up for 2 in 6:03 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, she wanted to take the shot, but Sioux High recovered much quicker than she anticipated. And Alpena is playing a 2-3 zone here that's kind of given Sioux High a little bit of problems.
Kenzie over to Pratt. Underneath, back to the basket. Innerebner, a little baby hook, no good. Rebound, loose ball, goes to Alpena. Wildcats with it. They'll kick it out and push it down the floor. This is played by Dubay. Dubay over the left wing side, over to number four. This is Erlob. Erlob has it stripped away by Maurer. Maurer to Erickson. Erickson runs it down the floor. The bounce pass underneath. Maurer tried to save it. Back in the hands of Interrupner. Pratt, free throw line extended. There's Erickson. No good off the rim. Rebound goes back to Sue High. Interrupner, right wing side. Now Pratt, mid-range jumper, right wing. No good. Rebound underneath Alpena. And it will go with a foul, it appeared.
No, I think he's saying off-white going to
be good enough.
Green ball.
5:16 left opening quarter. 4-2. Sue High with the lead, and Alpena has the ball. Cross half court. This is played by number 20, Reese Wisniewski. Wisniewski back outside. Dribble drive Dubé, little runner in the lane, no good over the rim, but the follow up and in for the Wildcats.
Yeah, Sue High's playing much more full court, pressure man-to-man, and that time they didn't rotate to the weak side to get the rebound.
Jenna Leek with that rebound, wide open, she's able to hit that. It's a 4-4 game. Now Maurer over the head of Interrupner, off her fingers into the hands of Alpena. Wildcats push the ball down the floor. This is Avery Dubé with it. Dubé stripped of the ball. Here comes Sue High, Claire Erickson. Erickson running the floor, lob pass in transition, and a crowd of green jerseys, not a smart move. Turnover, Alpena with it there. Wildcats will run the ball down the floor. Down the sideline they go, and defending is Kenzie Bell. As she defended number 20, Reese Wisniewski. Back outside Dubé. Now Laura Dubé, or gets the ball to Avery Dubé. Dubé underneath, and that's shot no good by Erlob. That was blocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. Will get substitutions into the game now as Merchan will come in for Sue High, as they will get Ella into the game for the Blue Devils, and Interrupner will leave.
And Sue High is rushing the ball a little bit. They have way too many turnovers to start this game.
Inbounding.
And a lot of them are unforced.
Inbounding pass, that one I think I'd call it an unforced one too. That will send number 22 to the line. Elena Trelfell, who was fouled on a mid-range jumper. She'll go to the charity stripe, fouled by Merchand.
And the way this game started, it looked like Sue High was going to blaze out to a big start, and they've kind of cooled off since a quick couple of early baskets.
In and out for number 22, Trelfell. And she'll shoot another for the Wildcats. It's a 4-4 game, 4:13 left here in the half. Now,
Sue High needs to make sure they come down and run and get a good offense set to see what they can do against this.
Rebound by Sue
defense.
High Interrupner. She got ran into there by number 30 into the game, Francesca Trelfell, and Francesca running right into her, and now it will be Sue High ball. They'll inbound it, and Francesca Trelfell will get a foul. Alpena, they can't have any normal names tonight. If you know, where's Katie Smith when you want her, or something like that? Boy, those some tongue twisters here, earning my money. I don't like that. And now this is Erickson, puts it up. Nice move to the left lane, and with the left handed in for Claire.
Nice job. That's what you expect from Claire. She needs to step up and take control of the game.
Alpena brings it down. This is Trelfell, Trahella. Trahella now with the ball. Now Trahella gets it outside. That three, no good. Into the hands of Sue High. Erickson gets it from Pratt. Erickson runs the floor, driving the right lane, puts it up to the right hand. No good, but a foul. Good play by Claire going coast to coast.
Yeah, she started to go towards her middle, and the defender twisted her hips. And as soon as she turned her hips, Claire went back to the right side and took it right to the lane and drew the foul.
Francesca Trahella with two fouls now, and Erickson to the line. Bends at the knees, and the first one's up and in. Substitutions, and it will be Hannah Evo coming in for the Blue Devils. They'll get Interrupner out, does Pat Bennin. 3:29 to go, opening quarter, 7-4 Blue Devils. Erickson hit the first free throw. She'll try to connect on the second one, and that one's good.
And this allows Sue High to pick up full court man-to-man.
Full court press, as Ray alluded to. Alpena will push it down the floor. Wildcats with it. This is Dubé. Dubé, bounce pass up top. Now they'll go down low to a streaking Wildcat. Shot no good. That was number 14, Mara Wisniewski, into the hands of the Blue Devils. Now Erickson underneath, up and in for the Blue Devils, and that was Kenzie Bell underneath.
She did a good job staying wide on that fast break to create a passing lane.
Back the other way, up tempo. Alpena gets it in the low block, up and in with the right hand for the Wildcats. And that was number 22 with that shot for Alpena. We get a whistle back down the other way. And a foul on Alpena. 2:51 to go, opening quarter. 10-6 Sioux High. Foul on number 12, Jenna Leek. Her first. And to the line for the Blue Devils, or rather inbounding it, Liza Fazzari, we talked about her earlier, brought up last week, had a good opening game, and now had a lot of minutes, and boy, that's a good start, up and in from the right wing corner for Fazzari.
You shoot like that, you're gonna keep getting those minutes.
Darn right you will, and now Dubé has it stolen away by the aforementioned Fazzari. We get a foul on the play after the strip on Alpena. Sioux High will inbound it from the sideline.
And the best thing about Fazzari, when she caught the ball, she was in a position to catch it and shoot it. She was already set.
Avery Dubé with the foul, her first. 13-6 Sioux High, open up a 6-point edge. Now driving the middle of the lane. Nice little finger roll up and in for Kenzie Bell, who has 6 points in this opening quarter. Full court press by Sioux High. Dubé breaks it across half court to the left side, running with her is Fazzari. Left wing side on the perimeter, down low. Now nearly traveled, had trouble with the exchange, but did get it down low, and we had contact on Sioux High. And that was Trofell trying to get it underneath, and it will be inbounding the ball for Alpena. Fouls on Marchand on the floor, foul her second.
And Sajan Nolan is back.
We were wondering, and she is. Sajan's back, and since she's been gone a while, I think that must be a rule, Ray, where they got to wear a mask or something. I kind of wonder, maybe part of the protocols.
Well, that could be.
Because she's away from the team.
Yeah, that could be.
You know, been in the hospital, I don't know. I'm throwing darts at the dartboard here. Seeing what sticks.
Or close contact.
Close contact, anything. Now dribble drive left hand. Lob pass underneath, knocked away. Alpena with the ball. Sioux High up 15-6. Underneath, knocked away by Erickson out of bounds. Went off of Alpena last. Blue Devil ball.
And Sioux High needs to kind of slow down a little bit. They're rushing two things, trying to force too many passes that aren't there, where if they just give it some time, they're going to get an open shot or a good look.
Now to the left side, this is driving the middle of the lane. Nolan gets blocked from behind, back in the hands of Alpena, and the Wildcats will bring it down with a minute and a half to go, opening quarter, 15-6 Sioux High. Wildcats underneath with the ball now tied up. Erickson ties up the low post player, Trofell, and we have a whistle, and it will be Alpena ball underneath. Erickson gets a breather, and they'll get Inter Rebner back in the game, does Pat Bennin.
And this is always a great time to get your star break because you're close to the end of the quarter, so you can give her a lot of time, time-wise, but not game time break.
Now Alpena on the inbounds. They'll get it to the left side on the wing, kicking it back outside. Megan Dubé. Now Dubé with the ball. And Dubé, rather. And Dubé trying to get it underneath. We get a whistle. There's a Dubé and a Dubé. Different spelling. And now Sioux High on the inbounds. Blue Devils will bring it down 15-8. Or 15-6, rather. Sioux High with the lead. And now it's going to be Fazzari, right wing side Bell. Dribble drive left hand up high in the post. They'll kick it back. Free throw line extended into Rebner. Hands off now Fazzari. Hannah Maurer. Maurer back outside to Sage and Nolan. Nolan crisscrossing. Back underneath. It's Maurer with the ball. She's entangled with the Alpena player. We get a whistle. Jump ball and the possession will go to Sioux High.
And Hannah Evo did a great job getting a hold of that ball and creating a jump ball because the pass was not in a really good spot for her.
Now Fazzari back outside on the wing. This is Bell. Bell kicks it back outside, and this is played by Laura Interrubner, and she
double dribbles
with the ball. Alpena ball. They'll get it back. She kind of was in no man's land there the way she had that ball.
Yep, and just before I thought she kind of carried it and got away with that, and then she got the double dribble. That's why post players, you don't want them carrying the ball out there.
Up top, Alpena with the ball. This is Allison Erlob. Erlob underneath, and she's trapped. Kicks it back outside for the Wildcats. Reese Wisniewski. Wisniewski with 30 seconds to go in the quarter and a 15-6 Sioux High lead. They'll lob at right wing side now around to Megan Dubé. Now Dubé with the ball. Now right wing side under in the low block. We get a whistle. Contact made. Looks like a jump ball possession arrow will go to the Wildcats. 21 seconds left to opening quarter, 15-6 Sioux High.
Not a bad start for Sioux High.
Girls basketball tonight on Radio Sioux. The boys are down in Alpena playing the Wildcats and boys hoops. Now down low, whistle, Hannah Maurer with the foul on the Alpena player. That's Hannah's first. And we have 8.2 seconds, or is that 18? Yep, 18.
Eight, 18.
Oh, yep. Now they'll lob it back outside. Now Alpena on the wing. Played over by Wisniewski. Reese kicks it back out. They'll lob it over to number 20 with the ball in the midcourt. Wisniewski back to the left wing side. Clock ticking down. 2 seconds left. Sioux High steals. The horn sounds, and that's the end of the first quarter of play with the score. The Blue Devils have the lead, 15-6 over the Alpena Wildcats. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Girls Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Sioux High Gym Girls Basketball. After one quarter, it is Sioux High 15, Alpena 6. Dave Watson and Ray Bell here at the Sioux High Gym on Radio Sioux. Izzy Stratton is our broadcast engineer back at the Radio Sioux studios. It's outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. We have a foul off the inbounding pass down low. They get it to Interrebner, and Laura will go to the charity stripe.
A nice pick and roll. Interrebner rolled to the basket. Bell gave her a good pass where she can handle it so she could go up strong and draw the foul.
Trofell with the foul, sending Interrebner to the line, who connects on the first free throw. As Laura hits on that one for Sioux High. And she connects on the second one as well. And the Blue Devils have a 17-6 lead. Lead is up to 11. Walking the ball up the floor for Alpena number 20. That's Reese Wisniewski. Wisniewski now up top, rolling up top of the ball. They'll kick it back up on that perimeter. Alpena with the ball, dribble drive left hand, and losing it, chasing it down in the corner was Reese Wisniewski. Throws it down low, looking for Jenna Leek, knocked out of bounds by Erickson. It will be Alpena ball.
A good recovery by Erickson to get back and get a hand in the passing lane.
Underneath, this will be number 14 with the ball for Alpena on the inbounds. Amara Wisniewski back outside now. Dribble driver to the right hand, and ooh, hard foul there. They're going to call
jump ball.
Jump ball. Audrey Smith was right in the way of that play for Allison Erlob. Jump ball, the arrow goes to the Wildcats.
Probably a good call. Smith was there in plenty of time.
Up top, Erlob, right wing side. Free throw line extended, dribble drive right hand, bouncing off of Erickson, shot over the rim, no good for Elena Trofell. Here comes Sioux High. Blue Devils with a 17-6 lead. Long pass in transition, one dribble, up, no good for the Blue Devils. That is Hannah Maurer. Maurer gets it back. She loses it. It goes out of bounds off of Alpena, says Don Gustafson, one of the referees. Him and Bobby Lee are here from St. Ignace, and Sioux High will inbound it.
Yeah, this is a very good officiating crew. For the most part, I really like this crew.
I saw Pat Bennett had a thing on the Blue Devil page. I want to send my thoughts and prayers to Elmer Albright, a longtime referee. I heard he's had some issues. And, of course, we're thinking of Elmer. You talk about great officials.
Yes.
One of the better ones in the area. And now midcourt. So we wish Elmer all the best. Want to see him back on this floor as soon as he can get healthy. Now right wing side. Alpena with the ball. Rotate at the charity stripe. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound in the hands of Sioux High. Taylor Pratt. Pratt pushes the ball down the floor. Pratt, bounce pass, stolen away by Alpena. It wasn't a good pass. Telegraphed it. Alpena with it. Underneath Erlob to Dubé. We get a whistle and an on-the-floor foul before the shot. 6:23 to go in the half. 17-6, Sioux High with the lead.
This is one of these games where, as a coach, I would get really frustrated because Sioux High is a much better team, and the only reason this game is staying as close as it is Sioux High's own mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
If you clean up those mistakes, they would have a comfortable lead.
Yes, I completely agree. Now this is Alpena underneath on the inbounds. They'll swing it left wing side over to Erlob. Dribble drive right hand, rotates up top of the ball. Now back outside, foot outside the perimeter, and they'll have the ball to the right wing side. Erickson defending. Now midcourt, over it goes to Reese Wisniewski. Now it's played over to number 21, Avery Dubé. Dubé back at midcourt. Now over to Allison Erlob. Erlob back over to Dubé. Dubé left wing side, rotating up top of the ball. Charity stripe, well, back to our cutter. Great play by Erickson. Knocks the ball away. I'll tell you what, Claire Erickson's defensive prowess, she's one of the best defenders, I think, in all of the UP. I mean, she really is somebody, even if you don't think she's there, she's boom, there before you know it.
Yep. And she's one, the break looks like it has done her well because she's moving with a lot more quickness on the floor, both on offense and defense.
Yeah, and there's several players. Interrupner Erickson, as the ball went off of Suhai out of bounds, that were dinged up. Several that needed this break. Mackenzie Bell, she came back. She still wasn't 100%. And they really needed that two-week break because, as we said, they limped to Christmas. Now Erickson, a shot no good. She drove right to the lane, and we get a whistle on the play.
And one thing that I like today about Erickson, when she's driving to the lane, she's going at the basket. Before, she had a tendency to want to do a reverse dribble and be too cute. Now she's just being aggressive and attacking the basket.
Erickson's first free throw bends at the knees, and she hits it. Claire able to hit on that one. She's 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. Second foul of the game on Jenna Leak. Sending Erickson to the line, and Claire connects on both free throws. Suhai is up 19-6, increasing the lead with just over 5.5 to go in the half. Now right wing side on the sideline. They'll lob it outside, batted away by the Blue Devils. It was Maurer swatting at it, and it will be Alpena ball underneath with 5:28 to go in the first half.
And great team defense by Suhai that time, recovering to swarm the ball as it comes to the lane.
Lob it outside, left wing side for three. It's no good. Rebound in the hands of Alpena. And they'll push the ball up, or rather Suhai gets it back. Erickson running the floor, puts it up, no good. But the follow, and Rebner had it knocked off her hands. They're going to say jump ball. The arrow will go to the Blue Devils.
A nice job by Bell running wide up the floor to open the lane for Claire in the paint.
Maurer to an odd angle for Erickson, in and out, nearly got it. Back in the hands of Alpena. 5 minutes to go in the half, and it's 19-6 Suhai. Left wing side now. This is played to Erlob. Erlob kicks it back. Right wing side on the perimeter. Kenzie Bell defending. Back it goes to Jenna Leak, or make that Allison Erlob. Erlob kicks it back outside. Crossover dribble for the Wildcats. Left wing side over to Avery Dubé. Dubé left wing side for three. That's no good for Wisniewski. Back in the hands of Suhai. And here come the Blue Devils. Long pass. This is underneath. And Erubner couldn't hang on. It goes beyond her reach, back to Alpena. 4:38 to go in the half, 19-6 Suhai, and the Wildcats make a substitution.
Yeah, that would have been a tough pass because even if she catches it, she's not going to have much opportunity to do anything with that ball.
Wildcats walk the ball to the floor, 19-6 Suhai with the lead over Alpena. Now Reese Wisniewski. Wisniewski guarded a hand-checking Kenzie Bell. Gets the ball up top now, working around Mara Wisniewski. Now Mara gets the ball right wing side, and rotating up top with the ball is Reese Wisniewski. Now underneath, that shot is awry. It's no good, and it goes in the hands of Erickson, who runs the floor in transition. Now Claire with the ball, kicks it out to Bell. Bell drives the middle of the lane, wide open, puts it up, no good, but a foul. 4:04 to go in the half, and Kenzie to the charity stripe for Suhai.
Great drive by Kenzie. She saw the opening, and she drove beeline to the basket and went up strong.
Kenzie Bell to the line, 4:04 to go here in the half. Fouls on the Wildcats. First shot, no good.
Suhai is doing a great job. When they get that defensive rebound, all five players are sprinting up the floor, spreading the floor nicely, good floor balance, creating offensive opportunities.
Emily Kalish with that foul, sending Bell to the line. She makes one, misses one for Suhai. Substitutions now as the Blue Devils got Maurer out of the game a moment ago. Ella Marchand is back in for Suhai. And it is a 20-6 Suhai lead. Now on the inbounding pass, this is played cross court, left wing side. This is over to Francesca Trella. Now Trella with the shot no good into the hands of Suhai. They'll throw it in transition beyond the reach of Pratt. Make it Fazuri, who tried to save it. Back in the hands of Alpina. Now back come the Wildcats. 3:45 to go in the half at a 20-6 ball game. Now up top with the ball. This is Reese Wisniewski. Wisniewski now down low. Bounce pass and a whistle on the play. And a reach-in foul there as Kenzie tried to reach her, you know, arm back real quick, but already caught.
Yeah, she looks like one of those defensive backs that got that hand on the backside.
Yeah, tried to pull it back right away. Kenzie will come out of the game. She has two fouls. So Bell gets a breather with the two fouls. Suhai now has Pratt back in the game with Evo Erickson along with Ella Marchand and Liza Fazari. Now there's a steal by Marchand. Can't find the ball. Now in a jump ball situation, and the arrow will go to Suhai. 3:19 to go here in the half, and a 20-6 Blue Devil lead. Alpina has not scored in this half.
I was going to say, they got up 6-4, and since that point, it's been all Suhai.
Now right wing side, Taylor Pratt, dribble drive left hand, up high in the post, right side, no good, rebound in the hands of Alpina, as that was Mara Wisniewski with it. Wisniewski brings the ball down, right wing side, over it goes to Allison Erlob, up high in the post, shot no good, back in the hands of Taylor Pratt. We get a whistle, and Pat Bennon wants a timeout. 2:55 to go in the half in a 20-6 ball game. Suhai with the lead over the Alpina Wildcats here. And a reminder, coming up this weekend, it's another showcase of the Big Bear Arena. I'll be on hand with Rick Big Daddy Corbier on Friday as the Blue Devils, coming off a sweep last weekend, won both games, and had some good play, especially the back end, looking for some improvement on the defensive end, and looked good. And Mike Bontrager got his first career shutout on Friday night. They hung on Saturday to beat Plymouth. They beat Fenton Linden on Friday night. Now, the Capital City Capitals from DeWitt, Michigan, St. John's, a co-op team around the Lansing area comes in. They'll play them around 7:50 with the face-off show on Friday night from the Bear. And the first game on Friday at the Big Bear Arena will be Petoskey taking on West Ottawa High School from Holland, Michigan. Then on Saturday, Suhai will play West Ottawa at 3 o'clock. We'll be there for that. Petoskey then will take on Capital City. That's a good Petoskey team coming up here as well, as they're pretty solid. They did lose last week. They were upset in a conference game, but they're pretty good. So it'll be some good hockey at the Big Bear this weekend, and we'll be there for the Blue Devil game starting Friday night around 7:50 here on Radio Sioux.
Yeah, the showcase tournaments are nice. You get good teams up in the area.
It really is. A lot of good quality Southern Michigan teams. They got one more showcase coming up the following weekend, too, before they head out on the road to Chelsea, Michigan. Now this is Liza Fazari off the glass. Hit it.
Hey, great job. They ran the pick and roll. They went with a roller that left Fazari open, who set herself and made a nice shot.
Now this is Allison Erlob coming up. Erlob across half court gets the ball to Francesca. Francesca driving the lane. That up for Trahella, and that's no good. She'll go to the line for the Wildcats. 2:26 left in the half, 22-6. Suhai with the lead. And now Trahella will look to try to snap the drought. Alpina hasn't scored in this quarter.
Yeah, that's all right. They can keep that drought.
Marchand. Now we try to not be too much of a homer here. That shot off the back cylinder, no good for Trahella.
Well, that's the old coach in me coming out.
Oh, yeah, you don't want him to get on a roll.
That's right. The one little bounce, you never know.
Now Francesca to the line for the second shot coming up. And that's Avery Dubé at the checking in as the second free throw, that won't go for Trahella either, and now back comes Suhai. 22-6, Blue Devils of the lead. 2:20 to go in the half. Pratt up high in the post. There's Maurer, a shot over the rim. Rebound underneath. Audrey Smith tried to pick it up. It goes out of bounds. Back to Alpina, last touch by Suhai.
Well, the plus side is Suhai can, again, set up their full court defense and try and get tempos, keep Alpina out of rhythm.
Now walking the ball up the floor. Wildcats with it. They'll push it up left wing side. Around over to Megan Doobie. Doobie loses the ball in the hands of Audrey Smith. Audrey Smith trying to come down with it. We get a whistle. With 2 minutes left here in the half, contact made and a foul. And back the other way we go, shooting free throws, foul on Sue High.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Bennett's too happy, but Audrey, as she was going for the loose ball, she was a little forearm shiver there.
And out of control a little bit too. Which
yes.
Both teams in the bonus. To the line will be Megan Doobie for the Wildcats. Megan at the charity stripe. Front half of a one-on-one won't go. Back in the hands of Alpena. Underneath, we get a jump ball, and the arrow will go to the Wildcats with 1:56 to go here in the half. And Alpena underneath on the inbounds. This will be number 20, Reese Wisniewski. Now Reese lobs it outside. Now back to midcourt, knocked away. Back it goes over to number 23, Megan Doobie. Right wing side there for three, no good. And now there's contact made underneath on the rebound on Sue High with 1:45 to go in the half, 22-6, Blue Devils with the lead.
Basic rule of thumb, if a shot's from the outside the three-point arc, the ball's going to bounce out higher, farther out. Sue High that time, shot goes up, they step forward, so the ball goes over your head, you miss the rebound, and then you put yourself in a situation where you foul.
I think I walked into an episode of Sports Science.
What's the new term they call for that now?
This shot goes off the rim. I'm not sure.
We could call it analytics.
Oh, yeah. Well, analytics, yeah, that's a different whole sort there. That's taken the sports by storm. Best line, Bruno Brignello, the Eagles. It's been around forever. They call them stats. Best line I heard on Coach's Corner. Of course, he did it in that level-headed tone that Bruno has. And now Erickson, left wing side. This is Interrupner back outside. Claire, a couple dribbles, a little hesitation, puts it up, no good, partially blocked in the hands of Alpena. 1 minute to go in the half, and the Wildcats will bring it up ahead. Now left wing side, and there's a shot in and out, and it goes nearly out of bounds. Alpena with it, we get a whistle. I think John Harbaugh can look to his overusing of analytics why Baltimore didn't make the playoffs in two different games.
The Chargers, LA Chargers.
How about that? Did you see that last week?
Yes, I did.
There's some places that Staley would have been fired. Wow. And then the Raiders admitted after the game we were just playing for the tie. Maybe that was gamesmanship, but I don't think so.
Yeah, no. They weren't in any rush.
I'll tell you what. If he was the Miami coach, he would have been fired. I can't, as Alpena commits a foul on Suhai, I can't believe Coach Flores was fired Brian in Miami. He's been building a good team, but not quick enough.
The owner wants Tua as quarterback, and he says Tua's not good. So,
there you go.
Yep.
You know, the owner likes him, but the coach doesn't fit what he feels he needs to do. That's too bad, but that Flores is going to get a job soon, maybe even here in the next couple weeks. He's a good coach.
He's a very good coach.
Yeah. Beat New England twice this year. Audrey Smith, the shot, no good, but a foul and go to the line. 8.9 seconds to go.
Not many teams can say that, and I hope my Buffalo Bills can say
that's a big
year.
One on Saturday night. I'm off this weekend. I'll be watching it after hockey coming home. Watch the second half of the Cincinnati game. And a shot no good, and then the nightcap is New England at Buffalo. Cold, snowy.
I used to live in Buffalo. I've been to a couple of games like that.
That's a big one. Rivalry game. Shot no good. And the rebound goes back in the hands of Alpena as there's clock ticking down now. And there's a shot up and a no good. That's the end of the first half of play. With the score, the Sue High Blue Devils pitch a shutout in that second quarter of play. 22-6. They lead at the break. Alpena doesn't score at all in that second quarter. And Sue High has the lead 22-6 after one half in girls basketball. We'll be back in 3 minutes. First half stats and analysis of that half. Sue High 22, Alpena 6. Back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Suhai Gym for girls basketball at the break, 22-6. Blue Devils with the lead at the half. And for Alpena, all 6 points in the first quarter of play. Jenna Leek, along with Avery Dubé and Elena Truffel, with with 2 points each for Alpena, leading in scoring. And a free throw line, Alpena was 0 for 6 in the charity stripe, and they connected on 3 2-point field goals. No threes in that first half. 6 points in the first quarter, no points, zero in the second quarter of play. For Suhai, they were led by 7 points of Kenzie Bell, 6 points from Claire Erickson, 5 from Liza Fazari, and 4 from Laura Interrupner. 15 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second quarter. Free throw line, 7 to 10 from the charity stripe. 2-point field goal, 6 and 1, 3. And Ray, we were talking off the air that you look at it, if Alpena, they did not score in that second quarter, this, and you alluded to it, this game should be about a 30-point game right now. And it's not, you know, that you want to be like St. Ignace and demoralize people. It's, they tend like to do, that's a whole nother matter. But you know, if I'm Pat Bennin right now, if I know Pat, we both know him real well, there's talking to in that locker room, because you're only up 22-6 to a team that had nothing in the second quarter.
Yeah, and actually you can make the argument that four of their points they scored were off of Suhai mistakes, not covering well. The biggest problem with Suhai is they're not efficient on their offense. They have way too many turnovers. They're forcing the ball instead of taking their time. Run your offense. You have to learn that you don't have to score after one or two passes. Set your screens, move the ball. When the opportunity's there, you take advantage of it. But too often, they're forcing the ball on their fast break and even their half-court offense when they don't have to make that pass.
You know, a game like this, when things aren't going well but you're winning, could be a game of teaching moments.
Exactly. Because when you have a good team, you're looking to where you want them to finish at the end of the season. So each game, you're trying to get better and better. Coach Krzyzewski said the goal is to play the perfect game of basketball as many times as you can. And that's what Coach Bennin, that's what on my really good teams, we strive to do. It wasn't necessarily about our opponent. It's how we're playing the game. If we're playing the way we're capable of and being efficient on offense, being great on defense and moving and doing all the things, then that's what we strive for, and the results will take care of themselves.
After tonight, the Blue Devil girls basketball team will be at Sheboygan on Friday. Our next radio broadcast won't be for a couple weeks of girls basketball. It's a dandy, too. I think Scott Nason's in for that one. I'm in the area. I could kick him out of the air chair if I wanted to. I'm not leaving for Chelsea until the next morning, but I won't do that. I asked him to do the game with Ray, and it's Rudyard coming in town. The first place team in the Straits Area Conference. We had Carlos Molina on Coates' corner the other day. He's flying high. His team's looking pretty good. And that rematch will be a dandy in a couple weeks. That will be, of course, our next game. Suhai has some games before that. That'll be our next radio broadcast of girls basketball, as we have a couple weeks in between. But they still have a half to go here, and it's 22-6. Suhai leads Alpena at the break. We'll take a 3-minute timeout and come back with the second half in a little bit here on 1230 WSOL. Back as we start the second half of play of girls basketball. Alpena and Suhai. Alpena has the ball, moving left to right as seen in Radio Dow, shooting at that north end basket. We get a travel on the Wildcats. Suhai gets the ball back, 22-6. Blue Devils moving from right to left, as seen in the dial. They'll shoot at that south end basket.
And defensively, that's what you like to see, is force a turnover. Now let's see how their offense functions this quarter.
Now Kenzie Bell, Claire Erickson back to Kenzie. Kenzie works it around. Now Pratt underneath. This is Maurer, shot no good. Rebound goes back to Alpena. Here come the Wildcats on the outlet, left wing side. Wildcats now get the ball inside the three-point arc. One dribble, shot no good. Partially blocked in the hands of Suhai. Claire Erickson. Erickson runs the floor. Erickson puts it up. Nice move of the finger roll, and good, the foul.
And the best thing, as they came down on the fast break, you had two kids wide, one, and it spread the floor. Who is Alpena going to guard? They went wide. Claire went right to the basket, and that's the ideal fast break.
Claire Erickson to the line. The foul is the third, or make it second one, as that shot's no good for Claire. Rebound goes back to Alpena. They'll bring it down. And a second foul on Truffle of the Wildcats. Driving inside, that shot no good for Allison Erlob. And a foul on that baseline. She'll go to the line.
Yeah, that was on Maurer. She had good position, but she does what a lot of post players do inside as you reach forward with that arm going for the block.
Hannah Maurer's first foul of the game. First free throw up and in for Erlob. Here in the third quarter of play, girls basketball, 24-7. Alpena's first point sets the first quarter.
And their first free throw, I believe.
Their first free throw, yes. They were 0-for-6 from the line in the first half. Now they are 2-of-8. And now back come the Wildcats, or the Blue Devils, rather. Kenzie Bell. Bell has it knocked away. Loose ball. Here comes Alpena. They'll dribble drive down the floor, up and in with the easy layup for number 20, Reese Wisniewski.
And Alpena's playing a 2-3 zone. You have to be disciplined and create angles so you get good passing lanes.
24-10, Sioux High with the lead. Pass down low, the low blocks. Couple dribbles for Interrupter. Shot won't go. Volley's around. Pratt got it back, tried to throw it to Interrupter. Too high off her hands. Back to Alpena.
Yeah, and she needed a little touch on that pass.
Full court press by Sioux High. 6:25 to go here in the third quarter of play. 14-point lead for the Blue Devils. And this is Reese Wisniewski. Dribble drive, right hand. Right wing side, it goes around to Avery Dubé. Dubé back left wing side for three. That's no good. And back in the hands of Alpena. They'll lob it down low. Nice bounce pass underneath, up and in for Jenna Leek.
You know, Alpena may be struggling with making their shots, but they're doing a lot of good things team play-wise.
24-12, Sioux High. Kenzie Bell up high in the post. Interrupter, Erickson. Low block, Maurer. Erickson up top. This is Bell. Shot no good. Rebound, Sioux High. Underneath, Erickson up and in. A reverse layup up and in for Claire.
Now, those are little things as a coach I like, is little reverse layups, little things you work on in practice to see executed in the game.
26-12, Sioux High with the lead. 5.5 to go in the third. Now, dribble drive left hand, she'll back pedal up top. That's played by Avery Dubé. Dubé now works it around over to Allison Erlob. Erlob left wing side now. Back crossover dribble on the baseline. And off her knee it goes back to Sioux High. Erickson. Erickson runs the floor. Claire with the double dribble. Bobby Lee was right on top of that. 5:11 to go in the third, 26-12. Sioux High with a lead.
I think Claire was anticipating Kenzie Bell going one way, and Kenzie went the other, and that threw her off and caused the double dribble.
I'll bring it down. This is Alpena with the ball. Right wing side. Dubé. Avery Dubé. Now lob pass underneath, and a whistle. Contact made. Foul by Erickson. And it will be going to the line for the Wildcats. Jenna Leek. Claire's first foul. Timeout called. Nope. Well, we have an issue on the floor. That's why it's a...
I think it might be blood, maybe,
yeah,
on Claire, I'm guessing.
So they stop the game immediately. Automatic. That's Claire's first foul.
The Magic Johnson rule.
Yep, pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's what it is. And all the way to the trainer's table she'll go. And Courtney Hill, I think, is over there tending to her. Sioux High's got some great trainers.
And that's Matt one McLeod thing nice and, about Sioux
yep.
High.
Matt McLeod and Courtney do a tremendous job. First free throw, no good.
Yes, they do.
Matt's at the football team, hockey. He'll be here once in a while for basketball when a schedule allows. Courtney usually handles basketball. Former player, too, and is Courtney Hill. And now lob pass inside, knocked away. Yick in the hands of Interrupter, and now they'll work it to Pratt. Down low, back up top. This is played by Pratt, left wing side for three, in and out, and a rebound goes back to Alpena. The Wildcats with it, they'll lob it outside and push the ball across half court. And Dubé, left wing side, work it around to Allison Erlob underneath, and we get a whistle. Stoppage of 4:29 to go in the third.
You know, Alpena is actually very efficient in their offense. They're getting the ball in spots. Their problem is they right now don't have the skill set to score off all those opportunities.
Hannah Maurer, second foul of the game on her. And Dubé's first free throw off the back of the rim, no good. So shoot another. 26-12 Sioux High. Substitutions now. Liza Fazzari will check in. They'll get Indra Rebner and Pratt out. Hannah Maurer, make that Hannah Evo, is in for Sioux High. Ella Marchand, Kenzie Bell, Laura Indra Rebner, it appears, as the free throw is up and in for the Wildcats. They make one, miss one for the young lady. And that is Leak. And we get a timeout on the floor. You knew that was coming.
Yeah,
sooner or later.
Yeah, still too many turnovers for Sioux High, and most of them are unfortunate. They're kind of lazy. Alpena's playing a 2-3 zone. A zone defense has gaps. You have to get to spots to create, make that zone move, and you can create lots of good passing lanes. And even defensively, Alpena's getting the ball too often into the paint. One of the things we used to say is defend the paint. We want very few shots in the paint. We want 15 feet or out on the shots.
Coach's Corner returns Saturday morning, 11.05 a.m. till noon, to Applebee's. Scores that matter at the top of the show. Still working on guests. And we'll let you know as the week goes on. As I have a tentative one out there, but not completely confirmed yet. And all that, and we'll have guests and the scores that matter, of course, and then this week in high school sports on Coach's Corner on Saturday, 11.05 a.m. till noon on Radio Sioux, 1230 WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well.
Yeah, I caught most of your interview with Carlos.
Yep.
And caught some of the interview with Sioux Indians.
Okay, yeah, we had a player on, Colin Goff and Mike Canisto.
Yep.
Indians are playing very well this year. John Ferroni's done a great job of that program this year. Above 500, but they did lose to Oakland Grizzlies on Saturday, and that's a top 10 ranked team in the nation, though, I believe. So, and they only lost, I want to say, by a goal. And now Kenzie Bell. Bell kicks it out. Inna Rebner. Now they'll work it around. Marchand knocked away. Goes back to the Blue Devils. With 4:02 to go in the third quarter of play.
And this zone is giving Sioux High fits. They're very active, very aggressive. Alpena traditionally has played a 2-3 zone. And a lot of times Sioux High doesn't face a lot of teams that play zones. That does throw them off a bit.
Back to midcourt, Kenzie Bell. Bell kicks it over on the sideline. Ella Marchand in the corner on the baseline, lobs it back outside. Fazzari had trouble with it. She corrals it, tries to pick it up. Liza looking, she's in trouble, gets it back to Claire. Claire Erickson hanging onto the ball, swing pass left side, all on the perimeter. Kenzie Bell rotates up top. Now Bell. Bell back to Claire. Claire hanging on. Now over to Kenzie. Kenzie now switching around, back up top, back to Claire. Claire hanging onto the ball, working to see what they can do. Up top, Erickson with the ball, lob pass in the sideline. Now a long three is no good for Bell. Goes out of bounds, and it goes back to Alpena.
Alpena controlled that possession. They dictated to Sioux High, and Sioux High finally took a three-point shot way out of Kenzie's range.
Now this is Reese Wisniewski. Wisniewski gets the ball over to Mara. Mara Wisniewski. Lob pass left side. They'll work it around. Over it goes to Allison Erlob. Erlob back outside as Alpena hangs onto the ball. 26-13 Sioux High at the charity stripe over Hannah Maurer. That shot, air ball, taken by Alpena. Back to Sioux High. Make it Alpena right wing side up top. No good for Mara Wisniewski. Rebound underneath. Goes back to the Wildcats. They dribble outside. A mid-range jumper coming up. No good for Mara Wisniewski. Back of the hands of the Blue Devils. And this is Kenzie Bell with 2.5 and change. Left wing side now, Marchand. Marchand drives the lane, puts it up off the backboard, back in the hands of Alpena, and the Wildcats will push it up the floor. This is number 14, Mara Wisniewski. Wisniewski now up top. They'll work it around. Over it goes to Allison Erlob. That shot is up at it. Tough shot. She gets it to go.
Yeah, and right now I would say Alpena's controlling the play of this quarter.
26-15 is the score, as the Blue Devils have scored 4 points in this quarter. Now dribble drive, Kenzie Belt, the charity stripe, Hannah Maurer. Maurer, Marchand, Marchand up top. Marchand has it stolen away. Bad pass, telegraph picked off. Transition bucket up and in for Alpena and Reese Wisniewski. Timeout on the floor.
Here we'll go to a basic basketball lesson. Alpena's playing a 2-3 zone. To efficiently attack that zone, you have to have a 1-3-1 format. So you got to have the guards up top, high and on the wings, and you need a post player at the high post area. So you now have 3 versus 2 up top, and you just move the ball around until you can get it inside or get your spot where you can catch and shoot. Suhai is not in that position. They have no one in the high post. Where they're standing with their guards, they're basically creating no passing lanes and allowing Alpena just to jump those lanes.
To your point about the zone, they just seem completely off their square and really not knowing what to do about it. And it's a lot of what Alpena's doing. How do you correct that?
We'd have 3 guards up top. So at the top of the circle and the 2 wings, and I would have someone stay in the high post. High post, low post.
Now across half court now, Kenzie Bell, crossover dribble. She'll kick it back out left side, Fazari for 3, and Liza connects from downtown.
And that time they had Evo at the high post, so you created the mismatch and got the good shot from the wing.
Alpena brings it down across half court. Wildcats push it down. Looked like a near travel. Shot no good. Rebound Claire Erickson. She can't hang on. Loose ball on the floor. Alpena grapples for it and they get it. Stolen away. Back in the hands of Claire Erickson. Erickson pushes the ball up the floor. Erickson now back to midcourt. Kenzie. Bell for 3, and that's good from downtown. Suhai hits 2 threes.
And again, both times we had some at the high post. You created that mismatch.
31-17, Alpena trailing Suhai. Right wing side now up top. This is Alpena with the ball. Reese Wisniewski hanging on. We get a whistle. Stoppage in play.
And be held ball and goes to Alpena.
53.3 seconds left here in the third quarter. 31-17 Blue Devils. Alpena ball underneath their own basket. They lob it outside. Over it goes to Mara Wisniewski. Left wing side for 3. Off the back cylinder. Rebound. Suhai Erickson kicks it out to Maurer. On the outlet. Chasing it down. Sage and Nolan. Nolan loses it. Rolls to Merchant. Merchant swing pass. Over it goes to Fazari. Back to Ella. Ella now directing traffic. Looking for an open space. Hangs onto the ball. In trouble. Kicks it out. Now Fazari. Lob pass back outside. It goes to Erickson. 25 seconds left here in the third quarter of play, a 31-17 Blue Devil lead. Nolan, left wing side, Fazari. Back up top, left side, Nolan. On the wing, no good for 3 off the rim. It goes out of bounds. Back to the Blue Devils' last touch by Alpena.
And that time, Suhai came down. They almost did not go to the high post, but Claire motioned Evo to get to the high post, and that opened it up so they could attack the zone.
You're listening to Blue Devil Girls Basketball on 1230 WSOO Sault Ste. Marie, a little bit after 8 o'clock. Up high on the post, it's Erickson, shot no good. Rebound back in the hands of the Blue Devils. Maurer kicks it back outside to Nolan. Nolan, swing pass left side, Erickson. Erickson driving the lane, switches hands, right hand, no good. Rebound, Maurer twirls it up and count it. Hannah Maurer at the horn. Hannah Evo at the horn to end the third quarter of play with the scores. Suhai 33, Alpena 17. And we will be back with the final quarter coming up in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Suhai gym, it's 33-17. Blue Devils with the lead over Alpena to start the fourth quarter. Those big threes by the Blue Devils kind of increase that lead a bit, but Alpena outplayed them for most of that quarter.
Yep. Once Suhai put someone in the high post, that opened things up against that zone.
Sage and Nolan kicks it back to midcourt. It's Ella Merchant. Merchant hanging out of the ball now. Left wing side, working around. And now Fazari hangs on. Fazari double team, turns it over. Alpena with the ball. They trap her in the corner. Emily Kalish comes away with it. Kalish kicks it off, and here come the Wildcats down 33-17. Blue Devils are the lead early in the fourth. Now they'll back pedal back towards midcourt now, working it around. This is played over to Avery Dubé. Dubé for 3. That's good from downtown.
Nice job. She came off that pick and set herself up for a good shot.
Now Fazari. Nolan on the sideline throws it away. Back in the hands of Alpena. Alpena pushes it down, puts it up. No good. And a foul on Nolan.
And Suhai on that turnover, the pass was to Nolan, and her girl cut. If she would have stayed, Nolan could have passed back. You could have reversed the ball and take advantage of that double team.
7:07 left in the fourth, 13-point Blue Devil lead. And Dubé to the line. In and out.
And we're going to get Erickson and Bell back into the game because Coach Bennin's kind of had enough.
Yeah.
I mean, right, 13, you want to, if you're Suhai, you want to get this up to 15, 17 points, not like get below 10.
It gets below 10, then it's
a ball game.
Yep. And that's not what you want.
No.
Dubé hits the free throw, makes one, misses one, 33-21. And Erickson, Bell travels. And Suhai just off their square, just have not been able to find consistency all night.
Yeah, it's they're trying to go too fast. Slow down.
Now if, the inbounding pass for Alpena. Under 7 minutes to go in the ball game. 33-21 the score. Suhai with a lead. Crossover dribble now. Reese Wisniewski. Wisniewski down low in the left wing corner on that sideline. Rotates up top of the ball. Long two is up, no good off the left wing. Rebound Suhai. Devils now will push the ball in transition. Nolan with numbers. Kicks it off into Rubner. One dribble. Shot too far underneath the backboard. She hit off the rubber cylinder there, the backboard. Back in the hands it goes of Alpena. And here's Dubé. Dubé takes it right to the rack. Nice left hand shot, no good. Rebound in the hands of the Blue Devils. Erickson helped defray that shot. And now Bell with a long pass in transition. There's Erickson. Shot no good off the rim. Rebound back in the hands of Alpena. Now Nolan ties her up. We get a whistle. Sajan got in there. They call the foul on Sajan. Her second. Yes, Alpena will inbound on the sideline. 33-21 Blue Devils with the lead. 6 minutes left here in the fourth. Now Kalish hanging on the ball and make that number 14. Wisniewski. Mara turns it over. Here comes Kenzie. Bounce pass. Marchand to the left hand and in for Ella.
That's a big swing there. Alpena could have got it to 10. Instead, we're looking at 14 points.
35-21 Blue Devils with 5:45 to go. Alpena hangs on to the ball now. This is Reese Wisniewski. Wisniewski hanging on. Wisniewski has it knocked away. Back in the hands of Suhai trying to save it. Bell throws it down the floor to an open Erickson. Erickson puts it up. She's fouled on the play with 5.5 to go.
Just before Kenzie had a turnover because she went too fast, that time she grabbed the ball, kind of looked, saw Erickson break, and threw the ball up where only Claire could get it, and then Claire drove the ball, protected it, now has a chance for 2 points.
First free throw up and in for Claire. She's able to hit that one.
Claire's been doing, Suhai as a team, I think, seems to be doing very efficient on the free throw line tonight.
She's 5 of 6 in the charity stripe. Is Erickson misses that one, and 6 of 8 now. It will go back to Alpena. 5:29 to go in the fourth. 36-21 Blue Devils. Wildcat ball. They have to go the length of the floor. Suhai full court press. Wildcats get it across half court. It's Allison Erlob. Erlob now pushes it down. Bounce pass underneath. Shot no good off the rim. Right out over the rim, off the glass, I should say. Now it's Interrebner. Interrebner to Bell. Bell driving the length of the floor. Gets the ball. Puts it up. No good. Bounces out to midcourt. Suhai chases it down. Sage and Nolan. Nolan on the sideline now. Nearly ran into her coach in Merchan, and she'll lose it. Ella turns it over. Alpena has it now. Now Dubé. Long shot for her. Lob no good. Rebound back in the hands of Suhai. Erickson has trouble with it. Can't find it. Wildcats tangling with her on it. And it goes off of Suhai back to the Wildcats. 4:49 to go in the fourth. 36-21 Suhai.
Alpena is very good at getting position for the rebounds.
Timeout on the floor. 4:49 to go here in the fourth. It's got to be frustrating as a coach a game like this if you're, you know, in the case of Suhai.
Yes.
Because you know you should be up by a ton. The way this game has gone, and your team's just fighting it the whole game. And that's what they've been doing, especially in this half, fighting it. And they're frustrated, so they push harder, and it's just the resistance.
Yeah, and this kind of goes into the traditional way to beat Suhai is you make it a most slower place game.
Yep.
Because they want to play fast. They want everything to go flow. One or two passes, I'm tacking the basket, I'm scoring.
Clutter the game up.
Yep, if you make them have to work their offense, not score on their first or second option, make them go to the third or fourth option. Traditionally, they've struggled with that, and that's what you're seeing tonight.
Yeah, against a team that has struggled. I'm not sure what Alpina's record is, but they have certainly had their issues coming into this game, but here they found themselves, you know, they're still in it, theoretically. A second ago, as you said, they had a chance to cut it to 10. They cut it to 10. Look out, Al.
Yeah. I mean, offensively, they've been very efficient with what they're doing. They just haven't made the baskets.
Now the inbounding pass. This is Alpina lobbing it down right wing corner now. They'll roll up top with it. Wildcats hanging on to it. Now left wing side on the perimeter. And there's a shot for three, and that's good from downtown for Alpina.
Now, if you're Sioux High, you want to make sure you come down, get a good shot every time, efficient down.
Now left wing side, they go underneath and Rubner back out the Bell, right wing side off the front half of the rim. Here come the Wildcats down 36-24, underneath in transition. They throw it to Erlob, it goes off her hand. She couldn't hang on. That was too fast for her. 4:20 to go in the fourth and a 12-point Sioux High lead.
And Sioux High was lucky there because there was a two-on-one. She catches that, it's a layup.
Now they'll lob it out Erickson. Erickson to Bell. Bell down low on the sideline. Pratt at the charity stripe. Left wing side, good ball movement. Mid-range jumper, no good for Maurer. The follow, no good for Pratt. And rebound goes back to Alpina. Back come the Wildcats down 36-24. Sioux High with a lead with under 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Right wing side now. They'll lob it down low. This is played by number 22 for Alpina. That's Elena Truffle. And that shot, no good. And the rebound goes back to Sioux High. Blue Devils run the ball. Down the floor, Erickson, shot no good. The follow is up, and that is good for Interrupter.
She did a great job following the ball and going to get it.
38-24, Sioux High with a lead. 3.5 to go in the fourth. Wildcats with the ball. They'll turn it over. Back comes Sioux High. They'll push it down the floor. This is played. Interrupter has it deflected away. Maurer tries to save it. Back outside Erickson. Lob pass and Rebner puts it up. She's fouled. Good ball movement by the Devils to get it into the big. And she draws the foul. 3:17 to go in the fourth. Sioux High up 38-24.
Two quick passes. Good quick passes. One to Claire. Claire's got great vision. She gave the ball to Inna Rebner in a perfect spot at her hands so she could make the good drop step move and take the ball at the basket.
Yeah, first free throw in and out. She'll shoot another. Will Inna Rebner. Foul on the play was on number 20. That was Reese Wisniewski. Bending at the knees, Inna Rebner hits the second one.
And if the Sioux can get the ball into her hands, she takes shots when it's there, and she's smart enough to kick the ball out if the defense is going to double team her, which will open it up for the outside.
3:15 left here in the fourth. Alpina with the ball, 39-24. Sioux High with the lead. As Inna Rebner hit one free throw out of two. And now Wildcats have the ball. Down low, this is number 23, Megan Doobie. Doobie kicks it back outside. Over it goes to Jenna Leek. Now over to number 21, Avery Dubé. We get a whistle and a travel on the Wildcats. Sioux High gets it back.
And Sioux High, the last few times down, has been doing a good job of pressuring the ball, is making Alpina really work to have to pass that ball.
Now it's Kenzie Bell. Claire Erickson back to Kenzie. Blue Devils looking to get the 7-3 overall with a win. Shot no good for Pratt and the rebound. Loose ball on the floor. Erickson picks it up. Lobs it in. Rebner kicks it back out to Pratt. Free throw line extended. Swing pass Bell for three. And Kenzie hits it from downtown.
Good possession by Kenzie. She made a great pass down low. And when the ball came swinging back to her, she got herself set to make that three.
Now number 12 with the ball. This is Jenna Leek. Leek underneath, shot blocked. Eck in the hands of Sioux High. Now it's Pratt. Pratt now over it goes to Erickson. Shot no good, but the follow for Interrupter up and in.
Tell you, Claire made a heck of a catch. Most kids aren't catching that pass, but she caught it in stride and still almost scored. Great job by Interrupter to follow and put the basket in.
44-24, Sioux High with the lead. And now they'll lob it back out up high in the post. And this is Alpina with the ball underneath. This is Leek up and in and a foul.
One thing that Alpina is super good at is if their post players Great passing back and forth. That time the girl had the ball on the left post. She drop-stepped, made the pass across the right post, who was open and drew the foul.
Kenzie Bell and Claire Erickson. And Lauren Rubner relieved as Pat Benin gets his bench into the game. And Audrey Smith out there for Sioux High. And number 23, Hannah Maurer. Hannah Evo, Liza Fazzari. Shot no good for Leek and the Wildcats. As 1:41 to go, there's a foul by the Wildcats on Evo. And Sioux High has Taylor Pratt as well out there for the Blue Devils. 44-26, Blue Devils with the lead. They look to go 2-for-2 in 22. They'll go to the Old River Town for a straight Area Conference game against Sheboygan on Friday. And now underneath, Audrey Smith up and in. Good ball movement, and Audrey's there to hit the shot.
And that's what you want. With this group coming in, you want them to be just as efficient so there's no let-up.
Now on the sideline, Dubé with a ball at it. Forrest out, 1:20 to go in the fourth. It will be Alpena ball on the sideline. Substitutions, Hannah Maurer will leave. Alpena will swing it out now over to Allison Erlob. Erlob for three, right side, no good off the rim. The rebound, backed outside, free throw line extended off the back of the cylinder. Loose ball, chased down by Sioux High into the hands of Fazzari. Fazzari kicks it back out on the outlet. Now here comes Sioux High with a minute to go in the fourth. They'll push it down the floor, Pratt. Pratt now, this is over to number 15, Chelsea McLeod in the game. As everybody gets in now for the Blue Devils, and Evo is fouled as she got the ball underneath. She'll go to the line, will Hannah. 55.6 seconds left in the fourth. Fouls on Leek, her third.
Pratt, good job passing the ball up the court. And Evo did a good job of drawing the foul. She was a little bit off balance, but she made the Alpena girl hack at her so she can go to the free throw line.
First free throw no good for Evo. She'll shoot another. Blue Devils here tonight. These are good teaching games, I think. And
you can always find something. And now with digital tape, it's easy. You can break it down and send certain plays to certain kids. Say, hey, this is what you did good. This is what you need to work on better at.
47-26, Sioux High with the lead. 45 seconds left in the ball game. And Alpena underneath, this is Leek, and she's fouled. What a smart move. She drew the defender to her, and now she'll have a chance for a three-point play. She is a good, smart player.
Yeah. If
Jenna
they
Leek.
Continue this development in a couple of years,
yeah,
they're going to be tough to handle. Yeah. I mean, they're
defensively, they're already there.
And offensively, they're moving the ball around. It's just a matter of not making the shots.
I mean, they're going to hold Sioux High around 50 points probably here. That shot no good for Leek. Rebound goes back in the hands of Sioux High, Hannah Maurer. 30 seconds to go. Blue Devils push the ball down the floor. This is going to be Fazzari. Lob pass, left wing side, Marchand. Marchand back outside of the bounce. Back to midcourt, Fazzari. Fazzari now over to Pratt. 20 seconds to go. Sioux High working some clock here. 47-28 is the score. As Sioux High will get their seventh win in the season. Audrey Smith underneath. There's McLeod. Nice move. And she is on the board. And the team loves that. Kid that works hard, Chelsea McLeod, in practice, gets in the game. That shot is up and in for a Leek as Maurer over the top on her. Back at the other end. 49-28. Make it 49-30, I think. I think the shot counted. I'm not sure. Maybe
I
not.
Think so. That was a heck of a shot. She was off balance, out of position, but eyes focused on the rim and got the ball to fall.
They never did put it up on the scoreboard, but I thought it counted.
Oh, nope.
Nope.
She's shooting two.
Okay.
So.
Well, so that 49-29.
That would have been my NBA continuation.
Yeah. And the second one, no good. There's your ball game. Sioux High wins it 49-29 over the Alpena Wildcats. Here as Sioux High gets to 7-3 with the win. Well, there's times you got to gut out a win. I know they won by 20, and it's kind of silly to say, but they gutted this one out. Alpena made it difficult for them, and Sioux High just struggled with some things throughout, but they fought it the whole game, and they still come away with the W.
Yeah, that third quarter when they had back-to-back three-point baskets, Suhai did, after they kind of adjusted their offense. That swung the game. Then there was one other opportunity where Alpena came down, could have made it a 10-point ball game. Instead, they turn it over, goes to 14, and then from that point on, they were kind of in control of it.
Ray, as always, thanks for taking time out of your night to call a game with us, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Enjoy your weekend.
I will, hopefully, as the Blue Devils win this one 59-29 over the Alpena Wildcats. I'll come back. Post-game show coming up. Back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOO. And we're back. And right on cue, Coach Bennin comes up for a post-game interview as Suhai wins this one 49-29 over the Alpena Wildcats. And, boy, it was one of those strange games. It had a gutted out, Pat, as we'll turn up his microphone here. And Alpena made it tough on him defensively. Pat Ray was talking about the zone defense. It seemed like the girls were having some issues with, one of those things, I guess a teaching game you could call this. And the bottom line is Suhai still wins by 20 here and able to get the W.
Yeah, and, you know, we had gone down there and won by 10, and I knew this was going to be a tough game coming in. And they were able to switch up a couple defenses and jump into a 2-3 and a 1-3-1. And unfortunately, you know, with that snow day yesterday, we didn't get the opportunity. I had kids gone to BPA, so we didn't have practice since Thursday morning. Not that that was an excuse, but, you know, we didn't have the opportunity to work a lot against what we thought we were going to see. So it was a lot of teaching on the fly. I thought we adjusted later on after we saw it. We talked about getting a screen up high and trying to get downhill, but I thought we were trying to play way too fast at times, and then we would get in trouble and then try to just lob the ball. And they got their hands on a few, and, you know, eventually, you know, they started getting back in the game, but then we were able to make a little bit of a run down the stretch and able to push this to 20 points. But overall, happy with the effort.
One good thing in the two-week holiday break, were, I think, helped Lay look healthy.
We are healthy.
Claire Erickson looks really, really good right now. She ran the floor like the gazelle she always is, as I call her, and really coming into her own here. And that's good to see, as you know, as we talked about how banged up this team was, the walking wounded going into the Christmas, and it looks like you're healthy now, Sage and Nolan. Great to see her back on the floor as well.
Yeah, and she's only had one practice, so we didn't really want to push too much with her tonight. But she gave us some, you know, she gave us 5 or 6 minutes, got her feet back into the games, and got used to that movement again. So that was good to see. And like you said, we are getting healthy, and I think we're improving a lot of areas. And Claire, the last two or three games has played, well, the last two, and now that tonight again, I think she's doing a great job of attacking the hoop and getting to the basket and doing a lot of things well. And, you know, she's really improved that type of game. And you can see, like you said, she's running the floor better. She's really rebounding well. So those are good things to see right now.
You brought up Liza Fazzari after JVs. I saw that she played very well against Petoskey, giving you good minutes there. And it's one thing with you, Pat, you bring someone up, they're going to play, and she's contributing.
Yeah, you know, and that's my theory on it. If you're going to come up, you got to get minutes, you got to get that playing time. And that's the thing she did tonight is, you know, and she can hit shots and she can handle the ball. And she's going to learn from it. And, you know, we're going to groom her. It's going to give her more momentum for next year. But, you know, and I think she's going to help us as the years progress, because it gives us a little bit more depth up front. Now we got kind of that Taylor, Sajan, Liza, Kenzie. They all can kind of interchange a little bit, and allows us to get Kenzie more to the wing at times and allow her to shoot a little bit better. So, you know, and Kenzie's just coming back a little bit. She's been missing between ankle and the flu. So she's just getting her legs back into her. So, you know, I'm happy where we're at. You know, halfway through the season for us, it's hard to believe it's only the first week of January that we're already 10 games in. But, you know, we're 7-3, and, you know, and I'm pretty happy with how we're playing. And I thought defensively the first half, holding them to 6 points, was an outstanding effort.
Oh, it was. It was a tremendous job, and defensively pitching the shutout in the second quarter of play. Thanks for coming up, as always, in the post game. Good luck on Friday in Sheboygan.
All right, thanks, Dave.
All right, that's Pat Bennin, the head coach of Suhai Girls Basketball, here on Radio Sioux, talking about the Blue Devils' win tonight by 20, 49-29. Time to look at the girls' docket. Suhai Girls Basketball will be at Sheboygan on Friday night in their next game. Varsity will start around 7:15, and the JVs will start in the neighborhood of 5:45 from the Old River Town. Our next radio broadcast of Blue Devil Girls Basketball will be on Thursday, January 27th. The Rudyard Bulldogs, first place team in the Straits Area Conference, come calling. Scott Nason and Ray Bell will have the call as I'll be getting ready to head down to Chelsea for the public showcase that weekend. So Scotty will fill in for me. Tip-off show will be around 7 on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Our next radio broadcast of boys basketball will be Thursday, January 20th. I did have Thursday night's game against Sheboygan on there, but I'm taking that off the schedule for a variety of reasons, and number one, I probably will not be available. The Newberry Indians will come to town on the 20th, and we'll have the call of the Straits Area Conference play with the tip-off show coming your way around in the neighborhood of 7 here on 1230 WSOO and 1230WSOO.com. Now, Sheboygan will be in town on Thursday. Come on out and watch the Blue Devils play. The varsity game at 7:15, and the JV game will be in the neighborhood of 5:45. We'll be back. Final totals of the game and next game preview and close-up shop. Sioux High wins this one in girls basketball tonight, 49-29. And we are back in 1 minute on the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Time for our next game preview. Blue Devil hockey will be on the air in the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics coming up on Friday as the Blue Devils will host another showcase at the Big Bear Arena as Sioux High will take on the Capital City Capitals, a co-op team from near Lansing made up of the players from DeWitt, St. John's, mainly DeWitt, St. John's and Lansing area suburbs, of course, in particular, northern suburbs and Capital City Capitals will be in town. And Dave Watson, or yours truly, that is, and Rick Big Daddy Corbier will have the call at the face-off show coming from the Big Bear Arena in the neighborhood of 7:50 or a little bit after on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. West Ottawa from Holland, Michigan will take on Petoskey at 6 o'clock at the Big Bear on Friday as well. Sioux High will take on West Ottawa on Saturday. We'll have that game as well at 3 o'clock here on Radio Sioux. Catch a wrap-up of tonight's girls basketball broadcast on 1230 WSOO morning show tomorrow during sports between 6 and 9 here on Radio Sioux tomorrow morning here on the 1230 WSOO morning show. Replays of Blue Devil broadcast can be heard at podcast.1230wsoo.com. For my partner, Ray Bell, tonight's broadcast engineer, who did a tremendous job as always, Izzy Stratton, I'm Dave Watson saying the final score from the Sioux High gym in girls basketball, the JV game, it was Sioux High winning 30, or it was Alpena knocking off Sioux High by 10, 36-26. In the varsity game, the Sioux High girls grinded it out, a Sioux High win of Sioux High 49, the Alpena Wildcats 29. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.